is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Eira Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but admits the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices this week as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. Former U.S. Attorney Zachary Carter on what could be on those devices.
Text messages you will find, emails you will find, and just as importantly, you're going to find evidence of when calls were made or received and who made or received those calls.
They're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh will be able to serve as a head coach, though, at practices during the week. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. To that, House Speaker Johnson is blaming President Biden and the Democrats. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Eira Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but admits the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices this week as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. Former U.S. Attorney Zachary Carter on what could be on those devices.
Text messages you will find, emails you will find, and just as importantly, you're going to find evidence of when calls were made or received and who made or received those calls.
They're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh will be able to serve as a head coach, though, at practices during the week. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. To that, House Speaker Johnson is blaming President Biden and the Democrats. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but admits the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices this week as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. Former U.S. Attorney Zachary Carter on what could be on those devices.
Text messages, you will find. Emails, you will find. And just as importantly, you're going to find evidence of when calls were made or received and who made or received those calls.
They're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh will be able to serve as a head coach, though, at practices during the week. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. To that, House Speaker Johnson is blaming President Biden and the Democrats. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood's Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have this is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza. Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of four hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled taxes, this is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit five hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of four hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfair this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood's Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
this is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit five hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of four hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfair this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit five hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of four hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powders, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Begays.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfair this taxes, is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powders, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.